Well, it was a long episode yesterday on our series called Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. So a slightly shorter one today. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. You can find me on Twitter where I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART. This is the audio of the book that I'm writing about how to get a better broadcast, podcast and video voice. Now, as we saw at the start, or as we heard at the start of this podcast series, Charles Darwin believed that human speech evolved from the vocal energies of excitement and fear when we were more a basic animal. When we're in a situation when we needed to protect ourselves, we would be hunched over, our throat would be closed, we wouldn't be able to project our voice. Compare that now to human beings standing up straight, shoulders, back, head, neck, up, opening up the throat and the chest. It allows you to be much more confident and projecting energy and being able to project your voice as well. You sound better that way. And air comes from breathing, which depends on muscle control. Muscles which are almost always holding your body in a state of what I call relaxed tension. And mental pressures are soon shown as bad physical tension. You know what it's like? Perhaps you're driving to work and you've had some bad news. You got out of bed the wrong way. Or maybe you've had a near miss in the car, yeah, on your way to work. Or you're expecting bad news. Your other half has just perhaps given a few suggestions that all is not going well. You know, your stomach is churning, yeah? Stress affects your stomach. Have you been in a situation where maybe at work again and someone's been talking to you, maybe it's a superior and you've wanted to give them a bit of back chat, a bit of lip, you wanted to tell them what you really think of them or their idea, and you are clenching your mouth closed, you're holding your hands in clenched fists underneath the desk. Perhaps you've been sitting on your hands, yeah, to try and stop yourself saying something that you shouldn't do, or indeed punching them. It's all physical tension. It's all bad. So how you feel and the emotions you're going through affect your posture and your breathing and your voice. When you're nervous, your voice goes up, yeah? When you're confident, your voice can go down. When you're nervous, your breath changes. You start panting. You've got short breaths. You've got shallow breaths. That's going to affect your resonance. It's going to affect your confidence and your competence when you're talking out loud, whether it by script or whether it's ad-libbing, whether it's live or recorded. I'm Peter Stewart. The book is going to be called Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice. And that's what the podcast is called as well. Tomorrow, the episode is entitled Get Air from Your Chair. As we continue from London.